Hi, this is Dr. Jim Goldstein, and this blog post is called, I Think I Love You. I've always heard the expression, count your blessings. But until a few years ago, it sounded like an admonition. That is, you should count your blessings. It fell into the same category as, you kids nowadays take everything for granted, which I heard from many adults as I was growing up. Instead of feeling grateful for what I had, that phrase often evoked a guilty and defensive reaction in me. Maybe it's because I'm older or because I'm more conscious now, but for whatever reason, gratitude has become the biggest part of my life these days, and it feels great. The thing I'm most grateful for is my increased capacity to give and receive love. I remember reading Eric Fromm's book in college, The Art of Loving. I realized early into the book that my capacity to love others was pretty much limited to my immediate family. Back then, I thought that if you admitted you love someone, you had to do something about it, like get married, which at that time I was nowhere near ready to do. I had a pivotal moment a few years later that I've never forgotten. I was riding back to Boston from a wedding in New York with a woman who was also at the wedding. She was a few years older than I was. We talked for several hours there and back. We were being open and honest with each other in a way I hadn't experienced before. I remember having this sudden realization. I love her. Right after that, I started getting upset. My next thought was, but I have a girlfriend. And now, since I love this new person, I'm going to have to break up with her. I was so conflicted, I didn't know what to do or say, so I just sat there, contemplating my next move. It finally occurred to me that I could love more than one person and could be loved by more than one person and not have to do anything about it. I could just enjoy the feeling. I finally told her what I was experiencing. She just smiled knowingly and gave me a big hug. It was wonderful and liberating. My capacity for love increased dramatically after that. Today, in the midst of the most uncertain times economically, politically, and geologically, I feel more blessed, grateful, and hopeful than I've ever felt. My gratitude has expanded to include not just the incredible people in my life, but all my experiences and all the things I have, especially the little things. I'm grateful that, regardless of my immediate situation, I can feel grateful and focus on what I love. I'm also grateful that I get to express myself in this blog, and I appreciate you for reading and listening to what I've written. I wish for you the happiest of Thanksgivings and all the love you can handle. Talk to you soon. This is Dr. Jim Goldstein with Powerful Partnerships. Take care.